Welcome to Cooler Talk, presented by Arctic. Mark Vandermeer with you here in our digital studio, and it's a pleasure to have you along today. We're going to take your questions, so get them in. I already see some here, and I'm going to do this on my phone today, so this is going to be very interesting, and I'm alone. So I'm alone. I got the phone, alone on the phone. You know, we'll have a good time together. Presented by Arctic. Here's the cooler. Here are the tumblers. They've got some for the rodeo, too, coming out, I see, but these are the Houston and Texas Strong coolers, tumblers that we sort of released after Hurricane Harvey. But let's get to some of your questions here and talk about the Houston Texans, because there is a lot to discuss. In fact, on HoustonTexans.com, I have a story up there right now about the journey beginning, the offseason, Bill O'Brien making changes on the coaching staff. You've been reading about that. You've read about the general manager search. As soon as the GM is here in place, they continue to pore over the data they have on college athletes that are draftable, free agents that could be available, because this team is looking for some help, obviously. Looking for health and help. Those two things. You get those two things going, health and help, and you got a happy 2018, a happy start to it anyway. And we got to hope that the Texans somehow find a way to stay healthy. All right, let's get to your questions right off the bat here on Cooler Talk, presented by Arctic. Jason is first up. His question about Jadeveon Clowney and DeAndre Hopkins. Are they going to the Pro Bowl? Well, my understanding is no. Clowney, I think officially. Hopkins, let's put it this way. Our group, we travel to the Pro Bowl. If there are Texans going, we have no plans to travel to the Pro Bowl. How's that? How's that for some clarity? Because if we go to the Pro Bowl and there are no Texans participating, it's just kind of weird. So we decided not to. However, we will be at the Senior Bowl with a full squadron of cameras, microphones, everything, because Bill O'Brien and his staff, they're going to be coaching in the Senior Bowl, which is going to be awesome for this organization, and I'll explain a little bit about that. All right. Are there any plans to trade back into the first round, asks Ray. Ray wants to know about plans to trade into the first round. Look, if there are, they're not going to reveal that right now. The GM isn't even in the building yet, so you have to take that into consideration. And look at it this way. They'll end up officially, in all likelihood, with 3 third-round draft choices. No twos, no ones this year. It's going to be very hard to get a first-round pick out of what you've got to work with. In fact, what would it take? Okay, I would say it would take at least a 3, maybe 2 this year, a 2 from next year, or maybe next year's 1. How about next year's 1 and next year's 2 for a 1 this year, perhaps, maybe, could be, for a team that has multiple 1s? Cleveland must have, I don't know, how many picks does Cleveland have? 4, 5, 6 in the first round? I don't know what it is. They definitely have the Houston Texans number 4 overall pick, which is kind of sad on one hand, but okay on the other hand, because Deshaun Watson was earned with that pick. You traded this year's pick and last year's. You used that to acquire Deshaun Watson. All right. So, yeah, the answer is no. I think it's far easier, for lack of a better word, Ray, to put the Texans in the second round because they have an extra 2 next year out of the Dwayne Brown deal. You use that in a 3. Maybe you can get another pick this year in the second round. That would be pretty cool. We'll see how they handle it. Charlie wants to know, how is Deshaun Watson progressing in his rehab? Well, funny you should mention that, Charlie, because on Likes and Stuff, which you can see on Facebook, Twitter, wherever you're watching this, HoustonTexans.com, on Likes and Stuff with DP Sidhu, you can see a little mini video of Deshaun throwing to Bruce Ellington in the weight room. They've got this field in the weight room. It's super cool. I mean, their weight room is pretty cool here. And Watson is throwing. Now, he's not throwing like stepping into it and scrambling around and getting tackled, but he's throwing a football. He's throwing an actual leather football to another human being, and I liked seeing that. That made me very happy. We still have several months to go before OTAs, obviously, many months before training camp. I think so. The bottom line is, Dr. Vandermeer says he's doing fine. Now, that is so unofficial, I can't even get started on it, but, you know, so far, so good. All right, let's go to Deanna. Any idea on who the backup quarterback might be? Deanna wants to know. Look, this is a great question. I think this is a crucial assignment here to get the proper backup quarterback. And I'm going to add an S. I'm going to make it plural. Backup quarterbacks. All right. In the last question, the answer to the last question, I was Dr. Vandermeer. Now I'm going to be General Manager Vandermeer. And GM Vandermeer says, I want 3 quarterbacks on this 53-man roster. And I'll tell Bill O'Brien that. Maybe not this vociferously, but I'll suggest it nicely. No, he's got to be thinking about that too, because, you know, how many times do we have to go through this where you don't have 3 and you have to end up getting T.J. Yates off the couch again? You don't want to have to do that again. Let's just pray for health. And I know, look, you lose your starter in this league, the wheels come off for most teams, right? How does Philadelphia feel this weekend? Throwing Nick Foles out there, and they're the top seed in the NFC East, or the NFC in general. It just happens sometimes. But if you have a good backup, maybe you can win some games. You know, Tom Savage didn't play as well as he wanted. He's an unrestricted free agent, so he's officially not going to be on the roster unless they re-sign him. I don't know what's going to happen there. Brandon Whedon's still a Tennessee Titan. They're playing this weekend. So it's a great question. I don't know who the backup quarterback is going to be. But please get several, at least two more for camp. Jason wants to know, what is Rick Smith's ultimate future with the Texans? And, that, you know, I hate saying, like, we don't know. But there are a lot of open-ended answers here where Rick Smith said, yeah, it's a comma, not a period. Executive vice president of football operations. He said Bob McNair could hire a GM. Bob McNair is hiring a general manager who's going to report to Bob McNair. So the GM, the coach, Bob McNair, Cal McNair, they're all going to have their way with this organization. And I think that, you know, Rick Smith's future is very much undetermined because he's got to deal with his family situation with his wife fighting cancer, which is the most important thing for him and his family. So I think the future is very much in doubt, and they're going to worry about it when they cross that bridge because right now for him it's about family. Manuel wants to know, will we grab another tight end in free agency or in the draft? Manuel, I'm going to say, in one or the other, definitely you have to, because, I mean, you're going to have to for numbers anyway. But C.J. Fedorowicz, all the concussions, I'm really praying that he can play again. But, you know, you just pray he's okay in general. Ryan Griffin, also concussion issues for him, but not to the extent of C.J. Fedorowicz. Those are two really good tight ends. Remember, in 2016, best season in the history of the franchise for the tight end group. I'd love to see both those guys come back. But I think you're going to have to add to the mix for sure. Steven Anderson's more of the receiving tight end. So I would say, yeah, they're going to look free agency first and then in the draft. Because, you know, those who say that, free agency doesn't affect the draft, of course it affects the draft. If you load up on one position in free agency, you're unlikely to draft at that position high anyway. And high for the Texans would be third round based on where they are this year. So I'm going to say, yeah, they're going to go find a tight end or two, but hope that their guys can come back. Jordan wants to know, will we get any comp picks in the draft? Yes, yes. Third round, you're going to get an extra selection because of A.J. Boye lighting it up for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I know the Boye questions, you know, whenever we do one of these things, it's like the sun coming up. It's like death and taxes. I get an A.J. Boye question. You know, just to go back to that for a moment, A.J. Boye did very well for himself in free agency last year, and the Texans made him, by all accounts, by all reports, a very lucrative offer to stay here. But at one point, you know, you lose the free agency bidding war for a guy, and that's apparently what happened with A.J. Boye. So he's doing really well with the Jags. Yeah, we'd love to see him here as a Texan, but it just didn't work out, so that's too bad. Sometimes you lose those free agents, and usually the team that wins the free agent derby, they paid the most. They paid the most. Now, after what happened in 2016 in free agency with a certain very expensive player at the most important position on the team, you could understand why the team wouldn't want to be the highest bidder at a particular position group in free agency. That's just my assessment. That might have nothing to do with it. That's just my take right there. Chris wants to know, will JJ and Deshaun be ready for training camp? Dr. Vandermeer is back, and I'm going to say Deshaun, certainly. JJ, you know, when you see him walk around and everything, you know, I see him walk around the building. You look great. You look good. Good to go. I don't know. I would say that prospects do look good. I mean, Watt still has a lot of months to get ready. And the way you see him walking around now, you feel that, yeah, it could happen for training camp. You really hope that's the case because once camp starts, that's 6 weeks until the season starts, right? 6 weeks until the season starts. So it's not like you have a ton of time. You missed the start of camp, okay, but you want to see the guys out there with a couple of weeks to go before the start of the regular season. So camp starts late July, early August. Let's say 4 weeks from that point, you better be good to go so you can play in the opener. I don't know. I mean, again, that's another I don't know. I would say Watson looks pretty good for that because Bill O'Brien was saying Watson could possibly be back for OTAs, but he didn't mention that about Watt. So we'll see. Luis, when will Coach O'Brien fill up the rest of the staff? That's a great question, too. I'm going to say probably before the Senior Bowl. But what if there's a coach or two that he's waiting for that's coaching on a playoff team right now? You can't pull him off the playoff team and have him coach for your team right now. But he's got to fill a staff up for the Senior Bowl. Now, what if he doesn't have all his guys for the Senior Bowl? I think it's still, you could still piece it together. But, you know, the Senior Bowl, are there special teams in the Senior Bowl? Where's Johnny Harris? Where is Johnny when you need him? Like, do they kick off in the Senior Bowl? It's possible that they don't. And I'm a little foggy on that. There's got to be some special teams play, though, in the Senior Bowl, right? You can tell how much I've watched the Senior Bowl. I'm like you. I watch those little practice videos, the one-on-one drills and everything. That's what everybody seems to care about with the Senior Bowl. But Bill O'Brien coaching in the Senior Bowl, a quick note on that. This is a great thing for this organization. You have 4 or 5 days with draftable players, and the Texans, yeah, they don't have a first or second round pick, but most of the guys in the Senior Bowl are not first or second round players. So you're going to get a chance to have this extended job interview session with all these players that you're coaching, and you get to know them. You know, you see how they deal with whatever adversity is thrown at them throughout the week. I think the Senior Bowl is a terrific thing for this staff, for everything from the GM, the coaching staff, all the player evaluation aspects of it. And then you'll see a lot of these guys again at the combine a few weeks later, and you get to see how they're doing. You really get to know the guys. You know if they're moody. Is moodiness a factor? No. But you know if they have a great work ethic, if they are good guys, bad guys, you don't want them around in your locker room, you do want them around in your locker room. I think the Senior Bowl is a great experience for this staff. It's going to help them evaluate these guys extra closely, and it's going to be very important because you want to hit on these draft choices. You always do, but this year is a crucial year, like we said, coming out 4-12. All right, that's going to do it for Cooler Talk. I want to thank Tyler, Jay, Eric, everybody for helping out. Yeah, it's not just me here with a camera. It's not just me here with my phone. A staff of many contributing to this Cooler Talk presented by Arctic. Don't forget the premiere, the season premiere of Texans 360, Saturday night, 11 p.m. on ABC 13 and all around the Lone Star State and beyond on our TV affiliates. Check your local listings. Have a great day and go Texans.